ואין דף חב כימל עמד א', ומה הן מייציין אחס אשתיים. We learned in the Mishnah that בשעס the pious, they were מייצי either one אצבא or two אצבויס. פרקת גמורה, השת אשתיים מייציין אחס מבוי, if you can stick out two fingers, so about to give us one is a good. So why does he have to say achas? So we'll see in Taisis, Bemis and the Kashis and Tushvel, we have a klal loizu apsu. But we'll see in Taisis, how Taisis explains the Gemara's Kash. Omar Rav Chizde loy Kashi kan bebori kan becholim. The Gemara wants to say a better terms. It's not loizu apsu. No, the Mishnah is speaking about two types of people. A bori who can control his fingers and stick out one finger without the second one schlepping along. So he's mechuyif to stick out only one finger. A chayle who cannot hold back the second finger, he's permitted to stick out two fingers. Let us see what Rashi says. Chayle neyochel lichvosh etzba'osav, he can't hold back his fingers. Shemeitzia achas yoitza chava teima. By sticking out one, automatically the other one schleps along. Vahasanye, now the Gemara brings a raya to Rav Chizda's teretz. Benichuse, achas moitzien, shtayin, ein moitzien. Bamedvo mamurim, bebori, avol bechoyle afilu shtayin moitzien. But a chayle is permitted to be moitzi shtayin. Vayechidim moitzien shtayin. The yechidim are moitzi shtayin. But when you count, you only count them for one. Now let us see, Rashi, what is this case of Yechidim? By Yechidim, so Rashi says, B'choylin, speaking about choylin. Now, why is a choyle called a yochid? She'enom yoishvim im shar b'nei odom. That means when they made the people come together for the pious, so these chaylim were unable to stand up together with them. So the ela sheichvin, so these are people which are sheichvin, a yoishvin levadom. Samod namaisa, we hear there a koyin that's a sheichev, and a kaponimi was still roi for trumas hadeshin. Pshas atraki can still do this avoide. Now the Bach asks Akash and Rashi, "V'lini Raboru the Yechidim Ainu Rabono k'di Isa betaynes daf yud." Before we're speaking about Cholim, and now we're speaking about Rabono. My Yechidim Rabono, Rabono nikul Cholim k'di Isa benedom daf mentes man Cholim Rabono. Dilo Perusha, according to Rashi, that we're speaking about Cholim who are Yechidim. The Braisa just said before that a bori is mitzi one and chaylim a mitzi two. So what it says, v'hayichidim mitziim shtayim. That's the Bach's Kasha and Rashi. The Rishash wants to say a teretz. The Rishash wants to say a teretz as follows. The Rishash wants to say, "V'tzorech loymer." He has the kasha, the Bach's kasha, and Rashi. We mentioned chaylim already. So, what is he speaking about? Nachamul chaylim. V'tzorech loymer be'enei chaylik kol kach shleyuchal lichbeish etzpoisov. He's not such a chaylik. Rak mibnei shu yechidi lo yovi lidei toy sheyimna lishnayim. So wants to say a very interesting pshat, the Rishash, that the people who went into the pious, so the Briyim stood in a circle. There were some kahanim that they couldn't stand. They were laying or they were sitting separated from the other kahanim. So they lechatchila allowed to stick out two fingers because there's no sofik on them. They'll never be counted as two because he's going over to one person. Bishleim, the mumuna, was counting the kahanim which were clustered together. So Mamela there was an in, you shouldn't stick out two fingers. V'chein yesh laforis legilso shemevi ha'oruch. The oruch was geiris not yechidim yehirim. Gatzalayim ha-machmas geyusam einem oindem behekev mshah kahanim ala oindem levadam. They didn't help on the mingle with the other kahanim. They felt that they were higher than them, above them. So memele, so they lechatchil allowed to stick out two fingers. That's how the Rishash wants to say. Perhaps we could say that Bemison, Rabbeinu Chananel, and if one looks in the Tesefte, Bechlau wasn't geyrus this whole Bamed Vorem Amurim. Basan ya achas meitziyim shtayim ein meitziyim, ba yechidim meitziyim shtayim. So it could be Rashi, and that's the Gils and the Tesefta also. The Gils and the Tesefta is, he starts about achas meitziyim shtayim ein meitziyim, ba yechidim meitziyim shtayim. So my mail could be that was Rashi's Gils. Al koponim, it says by the yechidim, that the meitziyim shtayim ve moinimam ala achas. In fact, the Gemara ve'in moinin loy ela achas, ba'asanye ein moitziyin loy shalish, one is not permitted to stick out the third finger, the middle finger, v'loy goydol mipnei haramoim. Both are also, v'im hoitzi shalish, moinin loy, if he sticks out the third finger, moinin loy, so the Gemara that haven't understood moinin loy means, that you'll count it also. Chatchila, you shouldn't stick it out, but if you stick it out, so you're meinin. Goydol ain't meinin loy. You stick out the goydol ain't meinin loy. And here, ain't meinin loy, Rashi says, Pshat, the person who stuck out a thumb, we didn't count him in Gans. The loy oid, not only didn't we count him, ela shaloike min hamemune bepkiyah. The Mamune gave him Malkus with a Pkiyah, which a Pkiyah was a type of a whip that was a very painful whip. So Al Kaponim, let's get back. So what is the Kasha? The Kasha is the Gemara understood Vam Hoitzi Sholish, Mainiloi. So you're Mainin the third finger also. You count the Etzpa and the Sholish. So before we said that what? That Vain Mainim La Malachas, those who stick out two fingers, we only count them as one. And for the Gemara, my moinin loy nami achas. No, that's wrong pshat in the Baraisa. Not permitted to stick out the third finger. But if you stick it out, moinin loy means not the finger, you moinin the person. Even though he stuck out an extra finger. Mashainkain, if he stuck out a goydel, then the din is, ain't moinin loy. You don't count him in gansen. My pikiye, now it says that a person who stuck out a goydol, not only wasn't he counted, but also he was whipped. Omarav madre. My madre, omarav pope, matalke de tai. This is the whip that the Yishmaelim used. The posik reishe. That the head of the whip, the chelik, the reish of the whip was sliced in thin parts. That means even though the Ika whip was one whip, when it came to the end of the whip that the person was hit with, so it was sliced in thin parts, that it should be more painful. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Elo Echod, Einimna Elo Ish Echod. If he stuck out two fingers, Einimna Elo Ish Echod. Ein Meitzin Ima Etzba, Loi sholish, v'loi goydol, dei meitzin shtayim. Vim hoitzi sholish moinim loi. But he did stick out with the etzpa, the third finger. You count the third finger. She'enei ramai, lefi shunika, she'enei mishnei b'nei yodim, she'en yochel laharchik zeh mizeh. She's not a ramai, so kaponim is in the minyan. Goydol, moitzi goydol, ein moinim loi, klalo meitzin oisim ibenei. Hamamuna bevki, hamamuna al retzui samalkis. Shlish etzba shlishi meitzi shlishi meini loy kasal kadaitach meini loy shnayim. So the Gemara says no meini loy bechlal. Not you meini the etzba, you meini the person. Matarke detayi ritzu ish shmeilim asu yeshoit lasusim. This is used as a whip for susim. The pasuk reisha lekach kori pekiyem she'ene rechova baroisha kesha ritzu ish malkis. It was that did not have a wide roish, a wide end. Mavsekes b'roisho, it is sliced up in the roish l'rtzuiz dakes. Kedei sheyagish bo hasus yoisel, that the sus should feel more the pain from this whip. Upkiye loshen pisuk ustokim, כמי מבלי מכנסי הכהנים, the old מכנסיים of the כהנים, מפקיעים, לושן קריאים. They taught them. This, yeah. זוקת גמורה ויתר, אומר רבי, מראי שהווה מיני, first I is under the impression, הודס נן, בן ביבוי ממונה על הפקיעה, המשנה אין שקולם, that בן ביבוי was מונה על הפקיעה. So I thought, what does פקיעה mean? Amine psilte means that he was in charge of making the psilois. Kedisnan mivloi michnasei akahanim emim yanei mehemayim afkiin or behemayim adlikim. That means they used to take material from the old big day kohuna, used to tear it up, and they used to make psilois out of them. So he thought that this is Psham the Mishnah, that he was the one that tore up the begodim to make them into psilois. So even though it's olchei ashtikol doichik, so this is only this is not the gemar meloche. I mean, why did it say that he was memuna al apkiyach? I mean, say he was memuna on the psilas. But al kapon m'sam abai did not have another pshat. So m'sam, that's what it means. This was the hascholas avoidus apsilas. This is how they made the psilas. So it's called his memuna al apkiyach. אבל כיוון דשמאנה להוד דסניה ולא יעידה לשלוי כמין הממונה בפקיה, אמינה מה הפקיה נגדה. Now I'll say, מסתומה, that the Mishnah is speaking about the ממונה and giving malchus. This is tak the גמר מלוכה that he does. זאת ראשי, היו מפקיין, לעשויס פסילויס לסמחס בייס השבע בחג. נגדה רצויס מלכס. Let us see Taisvis. Shtayim Moitzi Achas Miboy. The Gemara asked on the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah have to say that he's Moitzi Achas? If it says it could be Moitzi Shtayim, Avadig Ves Moitzi Achas. Avagav the Bekama Duchtik Toni Loizu Avsu. So the Kash is Nish Gefelech. He says he wants to tell us the Rebusa, not only Chad, there's Afilo Shtayim also. So Chad isn't Miyuta. But if there's another teretz, then he asks the kasha, not mitoich echech hakasha. The kasha, you can say a teretz of loizu avzu. But if there's a better teretz, so he says the better teretz. See, the better teretz is taka that they're talking about two different people. So you need each halacha legufe. A bori is meitzi achas, nachel is meitzi shtayim. Voi de hege da we ze beglau zelle gamri havelele misnayu could be lezo abzu is by two different cases. So I could figure out the first case from the second case, but the second case is not the first case, it's a different case. I could figure it out. So then I say that afopike de tane wrote it, even though I could figure it out. But if beglau masai mone, if in the second case you have mamish the first case also, then it's take. Then it's a starker kasha. Why the Tana B'chol had to write the first case of Achas? V'hoda loy porich hochi bereish perikama da erev in a bereish perikama da sukim. Tekoma Rab Yehuda machshir ad arboim b'chamish shemam. According to the second teretz, it comes out that when the first halacha is b'chlal the second halacha, then pasnish the teretz of loizu avsu. So the Mishnah says in Erevin and in Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda was marshal by a movoi that the kairat could be lemaila me'aboy mamis, lemaila me'chamishim amma, the same thing by a Sukkah also, the schach can be lemaila me'aboy mamma, lemaila me'chamishim amma. So why doesn't the Gemara ask, hashta chamishim marshal aboy miboy? According to the second teretz, that when it's bechlal, he don't say loizu avsu. Yesh loimar, the choleched loy havi davke, if the second mispo is not davke, elo hu adin yoisa, loy pori chochi, kemeneshani bereish mefane. That means that Taisu says a yesod, that if there are two misporim, and the second mispor is davke, and from the second, the first mispor is nichlal in the second mispor. So then you just say the second mispor. But here, chamishim amma is not the criteria. You can make it 2 million amma. It's no chilik. So Be'etzim, the second mispar is not coming to tell us this mispar. The second mispar is coming to tell us infinity. That ad arboim, and it could be infinity, it could be whatever you want. So the second mispar is telling us, a mispar gavoya, and then he says, ad infinity, you could be magbiyit. So memela, then there's no kasha, so if I count this, what I say, the second mispar is telling me infinity, that's mikaya chayito. I count, he tells me one mispar, and then the second mispar, so the second mispar is not coming to tell me 50 amas, it's telling me infinity. So memela, so that's why it has to say both. Where do we see this? Because the Mishani Bereish Mefanim. The Mishnah says, Arba v'chomesh kupeis, that if a person with Tzorech Nosa Tzorechim, a person wants to empty out a room, and it's full of kupeis, so even though it's a tirche, there's a tirche involved, but one is permitted to be Mefanim the room, Tzorech Nosa Tzorechim, Tzorech Limud HaTorah. So it says, Arba, he's allowed to take out 4 kupis, v'chomesh kupis. So the Gemara says, l'fiya emes, you know what pshad is? Arba v'chamisha ked omri inshi. That means, it doesn't mean 4 or 5. It means any amount. Infinity. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So you see from the Gemara, if 5 does not mean 5, if 5 means any amount, so Memela, and it's no kasha why it said Arba v'chomesh. Avol ha-maksha shehiksha hosom chomesh mefanim arba miboy. The maksha that did ask the kasha, ha-visal ke daitach de davke hu, the davke 5. So then he had a merdike kasha, so let him say 5. If 5 is the maximum, and in 5 there's 4, so let him say 5. U'mishan alei de lav davke havas. So the teretz was that no, 5 does not mean 5. 5 comes to tell me, the second number is coming to tell us that there's no schum. So b'mel then you have to say both. One to tell us a schum, and then to tell us that there's no schum. So I need this to tell us that the yitter loshen is telling us that there's no schum. U'beperik b'nei skusim. The kushi, so now Taisa says a yesod, that even though if the mispar hamuat is nichlal be mispar hamerube, but if the mispar hamerube is coming to tell us that there's no shiur lemailo, so then there's no kash. The perik benois kusim, the kushi metair aboim vachamishim yoim. There, the Gemara is speaking about that a isha that's mekash leilei, then she saw dam, so the kishui accomplishes that the dam will not be dam zive. Because by dam there's a loche, like it should be mibsoroi, b'loi machmas tovaracha. So the Tana says, the kushi metayer, not only if she's mekasha leilad in the 9th month, kushi metayer arboim, even though there's v'chamishim yoim, even though it's the last week in the 8th month or the half of the 8th month aboyim v'chamishim yoyim, or the kushi is also matar. So there porich lei, there the Gemara does ask a kasha. So hashta chamishim, if chamishim is matar, so aboyim iboy mishum to davkehu, because there chamishim doesn't mean to tell us that whenever there'll be kishi, it'll be metayer. Dafke the mekasha leilad, and el kaponim, it's 50 days before the safe of the 9th month. So then it's metayer. So fakir, there is a mispar mugbal. So then there's a kashas, let him say the mispar fatig. Let him say that kushi is metayer chamishim yoyim. So then I'll know aboyim yoyim. So mishum the davku then kushi metayer la'olam. So kolchok, this is taka the maximum shear. So let him say the shear. The perik almonin is zaynis. The koma almonin sheshor so shtayim v'sholei shonim leitova mezayneser ivda mezayneser. Now here the Mishnah is telling us an almonin has a schus to be goyve mezaynis. What happened if she waited 2 years? She never mourned mezainis. So actions speak louder than words. So her actions tell us that she's meichel the mezainis. If she wasn't meichel, she would have mourned. She has a schus mezainis for 2 years. She never mourned. Zaraya that she was meichel. Then it says shalosh shanim. 3 years passed by and she didn't mourn. She's meichel. If the mezainis say oporich lei, so there the Gemara asks a kasha. That hashta shalosh shtayim iboy. So lechayres, according to Taisvus Yesod, that if the second mispar wants to come and tell us that there's no schum, so what's the Gemara's kashif? It's coming to tell us that 2 years she's meichel the mezainis, and then even more than 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. So the second schum is coming to be marbe. So then you know, then there's no kashif. There's a different kasha. There it's a different cheshbon. It's not loizu avsu. It's zu vein tzorich loimezu. It says after 2 years she was meichel the mezainis. So after 3 years she was meichel the mezainis. There's zu vein tzorich loimezu. So what did I want to come to tell me 5 years? It's weiter no teretz. By zu vein tzorich loimezu is a kasha. Vilkach poich lei. Chaim b'sayif ba bekame gabi lekeach min haroyim arba v'chomesh tzoyim. There, pshat is like this. One is not permitted to purchase tzoyim from a professional royim, because we're afraid maybe he stole this tzoyim. But the chash of gneve is only if he sells a small amount. If he sells 2 tzoyim, 3 tzoyim, so then could be he stole it from the Eder, and he hopes the Bailam won't be makir, the Gneve. 4 or 5 already, that's already a psachticha rilis kabit, so there already, if he sells it, it's zichanat stolen merchandise. So it says as follows, like, keach min haroyim, arba, you're allowed to buy arba, v'chomesh tzoyim, aboloi shtayim v'sholosh. Now, over there also the same cheshbon, l'chayre, you're allowed to buy in 6 tzoyin, and 10 tzoyin, and 100 tzoyin, and about the gvish you're allowed to buy from the royer. Uporich, there the Gemara is the kasha, hashta arbe zavnina and chomish mi boy. Rosam nami, have a zuv, ain't soch leimezu. There again, because there zuv ain't soch leimezu. You're allowed to buy 4, so 4 alone is nika that it's not gonuv, about the gvish 5. The perik by meisha gabi sandla mesume poich lei mishum de pshit lei david davke dalid oichomish mesmores smil de the gmores, you don't need both. Aboloi tuve. If it had been tuve takke, so then they wouldn't have a kasha. Bereish perik afo pi masha odem ishto ishtayim b'shol eishonim with arek sube. So 5 years is also וגבי תיניק יוי נקווי לך 4 ו-5 שונים, איקלומי מבשיט עלי דהו עדין טובה, הילקח לי פורח לי, סדיר דגמוד אז נעסקה קשה, a person according to the Chachomim, person is permitted to be with an ish many years without exuber. The same thing גבי תיניק יוי נקווי לך 4 ו-5 שונים, הוא עדין מור also. הילקח לי פורח לי, נעמי בי דתיניק יוי נק 4 ו-5 שונים, ישלם את הדף ככמה דלת לבורי בהי לקוחש. So our Mishnah brings down the Maise that there were 2 Kahanim running, and the Maise, one was pushed off the Kevish and he broke his foot. Tana Rabbona. Maise b'shnei Kahanim shayushneim shovim v'rotzin v'oilun b'kevish. They were both shovim. Kodam echad mehem l'soich arba amayish shal chaveret. What is the Seich Arba Ami Shal Chaveri? So the Rishash wants to say there could be an Agoyre Shal Chaveri. Kodem Echad Mem L'Seich Arba Amis. That means the Arba Amis of the Mizbeach L'Chaire. The one who first enters the Arba Amis is so called the Seich Arba Amis. Could be of Tuvi Hammer wanted to say, could be Shal Chaveri means L'Seich Arba Ami Shal Chaveri means he cut him off. That's what he did. He, like this, the kevish is pretty wide. So he was running on one side, he's running on the other side. They were shoving. Then he went and did a kins and he cut him off. Now he cut him off, so he put him in the dilemma already. That means if he's gonna go around, now he's ahead of him, so he can only be behind him, he's gonna go around, so Zicha win. So he felt that this was a little unfair. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. So what did he do? Noto sakin v'tokalei beliboy. So he went and he stabbed him. Omad Rabbi Tzodik al Meiles Olam. This action demanded a drosha. Rabbi Tzodik went al Meiles Olam in Rashi. This was not in the Bein Olam Lemizbeach. Because there are not too many people over there. If you want to say a drosha, you go where there's a lot of people. So Rabbi Tzodik went, and Rashi says there was Ulomis on Harabayis. For Oma, he said a drosha, Acheinu Beis Yisrael, Shimu, Hareyu Oimer, Ki Yemotze, Cholo, Ba'adomo, V'yotzu, Zekeinecho, V'shoiftecho. The Zachir, when someone is killed, that is Kainim v'shoiftim. They have to bring an Egla Rufa on the Irak Reiva. Onu al mi lahovi Egla Rufa. And who is it mutal to bring an Egla Rufa? Al ha'ir, do we say that Yerushalayim is the Siba of the Harige? O yalo Azoritz, or do we say the Kahanim who are Shemre Azore, they're the Siba. They're the Siba of this Ritziche. Go kol ha'om bebchie. You see later he wanted to say a drosha, he wasn't clearing a lomdashe hakire in Egla Rufe, because there's no Egla Rufe in this case, for more reasons than one. No, he wanted to be ma'ir da'ilam, that who is responsible for such actions, that there's such a ka, such a ritziche. Others want to say does this kas, this ratzich originate from the ear? That means in the ear there's such a life is worthless, and whenever there's any argument or anything that one thing was done wrong to him, so he kills him. Or maybe this is. So the Kahanim are already over enthusiastic than Davoide. That means you don't. Everything has a gvul. This is it's also wrong. But maybe it's the Eraisa Rosach boy, which is too. It's too much Rosach. But whose fault is it? Who's responsible for this? That is what the tamsis of the drosha was. It seems the drosha was told my yotzim in alev is go kol ha'om bebchie. But oviv shal tinaik, the father of the tinaik is the santa loshin, the father of the nirtzach came mitzoyik shehu mefarfer. He saw that his son was still alive. Omar areyu kaparaschem. So he said, Rashi says, Misosoi techaper aleichem. He's killed. The Misa should be a kapore. He was mekabel this asoi. He was going to do the avoide and he died from his amesiris nefesh. So zaina kapore. And then, he was elated, vadayim b'ni mefarfer v'lo nitmer sakin. That the sakin didn't become tummy, he's still alive, so baruch Hashem, we don't need to be metayer the sakin. L'lamdor shekosh aleim taras kelem yoysa mishvichas domim. It seems there was a third thing over here. There's the misa of the child. Is the Tumas Kalim, and then there was a third thing, there was a bloody murder here, from the murder, Bechlau wasn't Geiris the murder, that he didn't die from a heart attack, he was killed. So that he wasn't Geiris in Gansen, but what did bother him was the problem, they might have to be Matthias the Kalim. V'chein lo'oime, v'gam damnoki, shofach menashe harbi mi'eda, da shamile yisushlaim pelope. We'll see later in the Gemara what the V'chein lo'oime is coming to tell us. We see there was another mice in the base of Migdosh. There was a mice in the base of Migdosh that a Kohen was killed. because of the of this goyel of ritze. But the Gemara, hay maisa kodem, which maisa occurred first? Ilay with the shvichas domim, hashta shvichas domim leitiknu paisa. If Bezdin saw this maisa occur, they saw what and they still want misakan apayis. Anishbara lag leitikino. So now that the second mice is not such a great calamity, he broke his foot, so that's already there, the Masakana Pai. Ella the Nishbara Lagli called him. So you have to say the Nishbara Lagli was first. Like the Gemara, the Kivin the Tkina Paisa, if so, if that's what says in our Mishnah, after the mice of Nishbara Lagli, the Masakana Pai is Alba Amois Maya Viditayu. So how did this mice occur? I mean, after the mice of Nishbara Lagli, is ois geirul of ritze, now there's a pious for Trumas Hadesh. And for the Gemara, lo ilam de shvichas domim kodim, umikore sova akroi ba'almahu. They held that this is a mikre. From this we don't have to be misaken a pious. See, if Yitzhak says pshat, that lemison, let us understand. Why didn't they want to make a pious to begin with? They didn't make a pious to begin with because they understood that this is not a popular avodah. It's avodah slayla. There's an einishina. This is not a avodah which there'll be too much competition, and therefore it is not necessary to be misaken a pious. Now, when they saw this maisa, that the kohen went and killed the other kohen because he was magdim him. Now, Chazal did not change their minds from their opinion of Trumas Hadeshen. I mean, that what they had said, Trumas Hadeshen, is not a popular avoidah. They still stuck to their guns. It's not a popular avoidah. It's avoidah slayla. It's einishine. I see he killed him. So, Mestam, he killed him. The Sikh Yitzchak said, if someone, there was another, there was a Hiratina believer because of something else. This Sikha was not a reason. That because of him, he lost the schus of Trumas Hadeshen. That Sikha is not a sibe to kill him. That Chazal understood. Could be it was the straw that broke the camel's back. That means he held Yenid did many avlis to him, and now this already was the last straw that you went and you magdim me and by the aladamis. So Mamela, if that's the case, so you don't have to be mahapach the whole seder in the Beis Hamikdash. That means al davoidim itzadatzmoi is not a dangerous. I mean, the goyrel of Ritze is not dangerous, because here there wasn't the goyrel that was the sea, but God, there was a coincidence. But even the chosia filum emela osili deisakone, but it seems that Pshat the Mishnah that he was pushed off, he wasn't pushed off bikavone, it was accidentally. So we see the etzem Ritze is a Ritze which can be misaken. So then they were misakana pais. Omer Rabbi Tzodik al Malei Seulom, v'omer Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu Arei Yoyme Ki Yemotzei Cholol Ba'adome, Anan al Milahovi, Aleir Oy al Azores. So here the Hakire, who's Mechuyev, who's Achoy to bring an Egla Rufe? Frag the Gemara, the Yerushalayim, the Gemara held that he's clearing up some errands to Chakira. Frag the Gemara, what's the Chakira? The Yerushalayim, Basa Suya, Egla Rufahi, Vosanya, Sora, Dvorim, Nemru, Yerushalayim, Zuachas Mehem, Eina Mevi, Egla Rufahi, Yerushalayim doesn't bring an Egla Rufahi because it's not Nitin Lenachlo, it's not Nitin Lerishta. Let's see what Rashi is saying. Maybe Egla Rufa, the Chsib, Ki Motze Chola Badoma, Lerishta, Veni Rishlaim Yerush, the Ksoba Lein Yischalka Leshvote. So Memele, so if it's Lein Yischalka Leshvote, so Sai Yerushalayim, Sai Dazor, is Mufke from Mitzvah Egla Rufa. So there's no Shaila whatsoever. There's Zichan no Chiv Egla Rufa, not, there's no Tutsdodim who'll bring. There's no Chiv to bring, period, because Yerushalayim, and including Harabayis, was not Nitin Lerishta. But Oid, Loinoida Mikolksi, Bechlal, the whole Chakira is Modne. The Chiv Egla Rufa was only, an Egla Rufa was only bought by, an Egla Rufa was only brought, we didn't know who the Retech was. Beho Noida Mikol. Elo kidei lahalbeis bebchiyah. Now this whole drosha was not a psa drosha, a chakira in halacha. It was to be ma'oire b'chi mezol zechappen what occurred and who's mechuyev to share the responsibility of this mikra. Let us see Rashi. Al Mailis Ulam Bahara Bayis. So Rashi says there was Ulamis Harbe Bonisham Hudis, Kamaishekos of a Sefer Yosef Ben Gurion. So Rashi says, Rashi wants to say, first of all, that this wasn't Harabayis, because there were Ulamis Baharabayis. That's when Nachum Neshev Nefesh explains that it's poshut that it wasn't in Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, because if you want to say Adrosha, you go where more people are. Too many people were not found Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, so why is he going to standing on the Maile Sa'ulam? And then will be Achirav L'Heichol, so that's a modna, it's a modna place to give Adrosha. So therefore Rashi says Bahar Abayis. Where's Bahar Abayis? Now, where's then Ulam and Har Abayis? Rashi's Ulam is Harbi Bona Shamhudis. Meshikosim Sevi Yosef Ben Gurion. Period. So Memele, so that's, Rashi says where it was, and then Rashi explains how were there, what brought about that there were Lomis and Harabayis. Now, then later Rashi says, Al Meile so Ulam Baharabayis, the Lomis is a Graishte, Nachmesh Meshes Garsinim Betesefta. Then Rashi says, this was Maishtek Torah. But the Tesefta in Shvua says Beferish was, Al Mailis Ha'ulam Beharabais. The Tesefta says Clovas Beharabais. Al Mi Lahavi Mishal Mi Tilokach will the Egla Rufa be taken? Min Hayeshim Beir, Min Hakahanim Shem Reyazor. Go Tzoaku. Arei Hu Kaporascha Misosoi Techaper Aleichem. Ab Ames may be the Tayu, if already there was a Takonim from the Nishbero, Ragloi is how did this maysa kala baka bemutza shvichas domin? Asar advorim ba baba kama choshvulei beperik merude. Eine mevi egla rufe dersiv ki yimotze cholol ba'adomo lerishta ve'ein yirushalayim yirusha d'ksobot nischal kol eshvote. So memele, so the Gemara says, so there's no real shayla who brings egla rufe, there's no chiyab egla rufe. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Vadayim benikayim, bo aviv shaltinei kamatsoik shehu mefarper. Oma harei hu kaporaschem, vadayim benikayim lelamdecho shekosh aleim taras keilem yeser mishviches domen. Iboilu. So this harochen, chshivis, they were machshiv taras keilem, more than Shvichas Domim, Iboilu, what is Pshat? Shvichas Domim who dissolved. Shvichas Domim meant nothing. It meant nothing to kill a person. Avotaras Kalem to the Kaim Mekaime. Oidulme Shvichas Domim to the Kaim Mekaime. That forget it. Avotaras Kalem idachmire. Taras Kalem was mamish chomo by them. But the chomer of Shvichas Domim was also chomo, but this was more chomo. Toshmami, the Konosav lo Talmude. The Gamdam Noki Shofach Menashe, Ishmami no, so why did he bring this pasuk? To show that from the emois of the Bayis Rishon, Shvichas Domim was very killed. That Klal Yisrael, accepted a Melech Menashe, that Mamish Shvichas Domim was Mamish Shreklech, it was a Tog Teglech. So many people he killed. Ishmami no, Shvichas Domim would dissolve. Taras Kalem Kedekai Mekaime. Zogt Rashi Talmud Araya. Let us see Toisvis. Virushalayim Eino Mevia Egla Rufe. Vasanya. Aisis, the Gemara asked Akashe. Virushalayim, they said, Eino Mevia Luchay Virushalayim Vasasuy Egla Rufe. That's Luchay the Kashe. Vasanya Taimali, my poet. Laim and Rabbi Yehuda Svirale, באום הלל בפרק עמד, ירושלים נסחלקו לשבוטים. אפילו הזור הסיק למען דיום ההוסם, נסחלקו לשבוטים. זאת אומרת, מילא, עוד סקה שם רב צודק, זה מחליק הסתנועים את ירושלים, אז נסחלקו לשבוטים. זאת אומרת, נסחלקו לשבוטים, then למעשה, then זכי ועגלה רופה, סובץ את הקשה. אבל הזור הסי קומנדו יום הוסם, זה נסחר כל השבועות, מסובץ את הגמור הס קשה, זה מחליק הסתנועים. ושלוימה, זה בלעב הוח יצורך לשנויה. איסס, what do you tell me? You tell me that he's clawing a legitimate חקירה. He holds that his אחיו, עגלה רופה, בער הבייס, זה... אבל, that's how you'll say. אבל עוד בלעב הוח יצורך לשנויה, כדי להרבס בבחיה, זה יבנו את הקשה, זה לא ישייך עגלה רופה, ללכת לא נוידה מי יקול, ואוך הרי נוידה. ואוי דקומה על העיר או על הזורת, פשיטה דעל הזורת לא ימייסינו, דעיר הקרויבה כסיב הזור על אווירו, על הפושי צער בעלמו דקומה הוכי. So, it would seem that Tosfos means to say as follows. There are a few kashas on Rav Tzodik. Was rette wegen Egla Rufe, there's no chi Egla Rufe, let's go with the second kashas, noida mi yikol, the chakira doesn't is not chakira because there's no chiv and azor, it's not an ear. So, that what the Gemara threw in the first kasha is like a sniff balme. That means it's just the Gemara wants to sniff balme another haychoche that it was la'ire b'chi. Because poshet is no chiv and la'ruf in Yerushalayim. You want to slug it up? This is not a haychoche Gemura, you could think that, but the Gemara just wants to use this as a sniff, as another raya. There are Tanoim that hold that there's no Chivag Larufe in Yerushalayim. So, according to them, so what's Rav Tzodik's Chakire? So it's only it's another sniff, not really brought as a Haychoche. It was not, the Haychoche is enough kashas to prove that it was Loire Pri. I just added the sound as a sniff. And the voice came as a thing with a sniff. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tano Rabbono, U Poshat V'lovash V'godim Acherim, it says by Trumas Hadeshin, U Poshat V'lovash V'godim, he takes off the Big Day Kohune, Belovash begodim acherim, and then he's loivish different begodim, vahoytzi es hadeshin, and then with different begodim he makes a tzoas hadeshin. The pasuk is speaking about haromas hadeshin. The pasuk is speaking about a tzoas hadeshin, but it says by a tzoas hadeshin it's lovash begodim acherim. Shemaani kiderech yoyim akipurim. So I would think that the begodim acherim, which the kohen is loivish for itzos hadeshin, that's similar to the begodim acherim, which the kohen gadol is loivish b'yom kippurim. What does this mean? By the kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, there's also pshitas begodim and levishas begodim. Over there, the Pshit and Levish is like a two sugim of begodim. There's Big Day Zov and there's Big Day Lovon. He's Poishet the Big Day Zov, he's Levish the Big Day Lovon, Poishet the Big Day Lovon, and Levish the Big Day Zov. Al Kaponim, the Pshit and Levish of the Kohen Gadol B'yom HaKippurim is a Pshit and Levish of two sugim of begodim. Here we're talking about a Kohen Hedyet, and it also says this Pshit and Levish. So, Al Kolchoch, the Gemara want to say that, L'chayre, maybe we should be medamah to Yom HaKippurim. That just like the Pshita and Levisha is from one sug to another sug, so here also the Pshita and Levisha should be from one sug to another sug. Now, a Kohen Hedyet doesn't have two types of Big Day Kohunim. He only has Big Day Lovam. So, Al Kolchoch, or Poshet V'Lovash would mean that he's Poshet Big Day Kodesh, and he's Leivish Big Day Chil. That's the only way you could have two Sugei Begodim. Let us again see the Baraisa. Tana Rabbana. L'poshat v'lovash begodim acherim, v'yitzi es hadeshin, Shemani, I would think, k'derech yem ha-kippurim. that the Pshita Labisha is similar to the Pshita Labisha by Yom Kippur. That just like over there by Yom Kippur, there's a Pshita of one Sug Baged and a Labisha of a different Sug in Gansen. So here by Hetzos Hadashin, there's also a Pshita from one Sug Baged, Shapoishet Big Day Kaidish, the Loivesh Big Day Chel. Talmud Loima. So we have a lima that this is not true. It says, Uposhat es begodov, Velovash begodim achayim. So the posik is makish, the begodi, the big day levisha to the big day, the begodim that he was poshet. Uposhat velovash begodim achayim. Makish begodim shalovash le begodim shaposhet. Ma'ala holon big day kaidish, just like the begodim that he was poshet are big day kaidish. Afkan, big day kaidish. So the lovash is also big day kaidish. It's not like Yom Kippurim. In Cain, like the Gemara, matam ad loima acherim. Like the Gemara, but lechere, the posik is ma, you'd say gehekish, but the posik by says it's a different sug begodim. It says, begodim acherim. So what does acherim mean? So more like acherim means it's a different sug of a beggar, a different type of a beggar. The first one, big day kaidish, and the second one, big day chayil. Ma tamud loyma acherim, chusim mehem. Acherim means that they were not as choshuv as the first begodim that the kohen wore for trumas hadesh. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, ochi garsinen beteiras kohenim, and the teiras kohenim is very bekitzer, and our gemara is a little bit marich in the drosh. Uposhat velovash. Yochal b'mitzvahs k'mitzvahs, that's what Nachum Eshiv Nefesh says. Yochal k'mitzvahs Yom HaKippurim, that the Pshita Elevisha should be like mitzvahs Yom HaKippurim. Talmud Loima b'godov b'godim. Remakish b'godim to b'godov. That's the whole Teiris Koyanim. V'girse sheba ha'shas, but Nagamo is bringing down the Teiris Koyanim, Ericho b'l'shayna. Agamor is marich in the lashon of the Teres Koinim to be mevayer what the shakl of a tie is. Shaymani kederech Yom HaKippurim. I would be under the impression that this pshita levish is like Yom HaKippurim. And therefore would be poishit big day kaidish, levish big day cheo, talmud loima, the hekish of godim le begodov. Vizeo perusha. Uposhat velovash ha'omol b'itzos ha'deshen shebetapuach on michutz l'machne. That what the posik says, that there's a lovash of for itzos ha'deshen, a cost of achat humas ha'deshen. Uposhat es begod of lovash begod mecherem. Yochel shematil olav choyvo l'shanes begodov b'in tchuma l'itzo. Imbo lo'itzi deshim shalotapuach acharome miyad. Kiderech shi choyvo al koyin godol b'chomish avoidis. I would think that the Torah was matal a choyve of shini begodim, like there's a choyve by yom kegol of yom kippurim. Shem yom kippurim shem shana begodol b'chol avoidis bein zul lezul rishayim b'gdei zov shni b'gdei lovon shlishis b'shal zov revis b'gdei lovon avze yishane. So this also has to be mishane, just like it's a choyve to be mishane begodol. Yom HaKippurim. So I would think this is a chayvit mishana begodov by Itzos Hadesh. V'ze she'ein loy l'shanois mi big day lov le big day zov. He can't make the same type of shini begodim. Shrei hed yut yubeinu mishamish mi big day zov. Yishana be big day kodesh. She'erim behem. So he'll be mishana from the big day kodesh she'erim behem. K'may she'nema. V'lovash ha'koyen mi day vat. That was the big day kaidish. The yiv shaitoisam, the yulvash big day chayu shaloi, the yaitzi adesh. Tamalay mal, so there's a hekish, begodov, begodiv. Uma talmud loima acherim, ay it says acherim, chusimehem. Ki goin shchokim, speaking about begodim which are used, they're rubbed out. I mean, pishton she'ein mutzov, it seems a linen that is not so choshuv, ain't the name yikorim. So he should wear not a different sud beged, a different quality beged. Why? Sha'ifa melach lechom kshenoyse chutz lemachne. Gnayla melach she'mishamish bohen ala mizbeach ba'avodes achila. So it's a gnay that begodim chshuvim, he should wear begodim chshuvim, begodim which he will wear ba'avodes achila, so means achila samizbeach. So they should wear by this avodah, they should wear begodim which are olo to become meluchlich. That is the svar of the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama holds that a cherem is coming to tell us that it should be the quality of the beged should be garua, and the quality of the beged b'shas trumas hadesh. Rabbi Elazar held this Yenomi Svorim. So it says, Uposhat es begodov, v'lovash begodim. So Mestama, from here I know already that it has to be a beged garua. So what shat acherim? So acherim is coming to us, acherim v'hoitzi. The chayim is going not on begodim, no v'hoitzi. Acherim v'hoitzi. That's why limeit ala kaihanim balei mumim shekshayrim lohoitzi adeshen, that they are permitted to be moitzi the deshen. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. That a balmum is mutter to make haitzos adeshen. Let's see what Rashi says. Acherim v'hoitzi limud al kahanim balimumim hay acherim akoyin kloyim. Kloyim kahanim shehem acherim meruchokim mishar avoidois kshayrim l'avoidezu. So that's the giloy that it's coming on balimumim. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Omama acherim chusim mehem. That's the Tanakam, the Tanver Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanver Rabbi Shmuel begodim shebishel behem kdeir le rabbi. Lo yimzig behem kais le rabbi. And then we have Rabbi Lezer was holding, that doesn't hold like this. Al yimzig behem le rabbi le fish, and his ashnu, and his lach lechu, bebishel kdeirim. Afkan le inyan aitzos adeshen. In Kovid HaMelech, L'shoris Bem Sheiris Acha. So just like over there, the Begodim Shebishul Rabbo is not Moizik HaYisoy, is also the same thing. Darsach Mir, the Gvuras Ari is Ma'ira, his Acherim is coming to tell us, according to Rabbi Elazar, that Acherim Vohoitzi. So he asks that we find there's balei mumim and there's chalolim. Ilgabi achilas kochim, we see that a cholol is gorua than a balmum. A balmum is permitted to eat kochim, which only mutal kahanim. A cholol is not permitted to eat kochim. Ilgabi avoide, we find fakert. There's a halacha that what happens if a person was doing the avodah and he found out that he was a cholo, so the avodah is ksheira, baruch Hashem cheloi, afilu chalolim shaboi. If he found out he was a balmum, so then the halacha is that the avodah is not kosher, the avodah is posel. So we find that legabi avodah, a cholo is better than a balmum. The gabi achile, balmum is better than acholo. So the Gvuras Ari asks, if here we have a ribui, that acherim, others who are not eligible for all avoides, they're eligible for itzos hadeshen. Like the Gvuras Ari, so why are you marbe balei mumim? You should be marbe chalolim. That's the Gvuras Ari's kasha.